today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum. Peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, dear friends. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and this program today is special. We're going to speak about consultation in Islam. La, 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 la. Today, Monday, is the 21st of Jamadil Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 24th of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of Chapter Al-Imran, verse 159.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين.
So by mercy from Allah, O Muhammad, you were lenient with them. And if you had been rude in speech and harsh in heart, they would have disbanded from about you. So pardon them and ask forgiveness for them and consult them in the matter. And when you have decided, then rely upon Allah. Indeed, Allah loves those who rely upon Him.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The topic of this episode is consultation. Inside consultation, there lie sympathy, development of talents, recognition of friends from enemies, selecting the best attitude, creation of kindness and love, and a practical lesson for others. You may pardon them, O Prophet, for the injustice they treated you and for the sin they committed with respect to Allah. Seek forgiveness from Allah for them and keep them in the scene by consulting with them in the political, social affairs. Beside contemplation and consultation, do not forget to trust in Allah.
You could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day, suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you.
Consultation in Islam. The Prophet used to advise people to have consultation. He himself made use of it frequently. The Holy War of Badr, prior to his confrontation with the enemy, he consulted with his followers. He said, "Tell me your views concerning the combat with Quraysh. Shall we advance? Shall we confront the enemy? Or shall we return back?" The leaders of Mujahideen means immigrants. And the Ansar, the Prophet's close followers, presented two differing views. But the Prophet accepted that of the Ansar. In the Holy War of Badr, the elder believed that they must stay in Medina in order to defend the strongholds by throwing arrows and stones from the strongholds and rooftops of their houses. But the youth preferred confronting the enemy outside the city. The Prophet adopted the second view. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the role and effect of consultation in Islam. Imagine that in a room, there's only one light, okay? And you rely on only one light in order to lighten your room, But imagine that in a room, you have, for example, 10 lights, okay? Well, you will have more light in this regard. Consultation is something like this. And at the same time, we find that consultation isn't for ordinary people, even infallibles, great sages, and more importantly, infallibles. And on top of them, the divine prophets used to receive consultation from other people. Okay, it doesn't mean that when someone is an infallible figure, and he's the actual brain, the very brain of his lifetime and his time, this person may not need the consultation of other people. Even in the Holy Quran, God recommends the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to consult with his own peers, with the people who were around him. And the very divine word is washawirhum, and consult them, okay? Receive their consultation and suggestions. Granted that nobody in the life, not only in the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but throughout history, nobody matches the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet receiving consultation from others, when it was done by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the other people understood that. So, in case the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam needs suggestions of other people, consultations of other people, the rest of ordinary people would certainly need such suggestions. And at the same time, by doing so, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed his own sense of respect toward those people who had more experience and who were really sage people in their own lifetime.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, Hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your
Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah. This is the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we'll learn more about the effects of consultation. People who seek other people's advice regarding their affairs seldom fail. Others who consider themselves needless of other people's advice and do not do so and just rely on their own minds usually make mistakes even though they may be very intelligent. Such an attitude makes one unpopular and stops the flow of suggestions towards him. Those who consult others regarding their affairs will not experience other people's jealousy if they succeed, since others will consider this success as their own. Even if one fails, others will not blame him, since they will consider this failure to be their own fault. They will treat him sympathetically. One can also evaluate the degree of friendship of others when he seeks their advice. This will pave the way for the future success. This might have been one of the reasons that the Prophet of Islam thought other people's advice, even though he was very intelligent.
I see you in the wings that chase the night, circling the warmth of candlelight. I hear you in the wind as the two poles spin, whispering the truth your heart holds in. I feel you in the chill as the seasons turn, laying down a seed with its lessons learned. The circle spins a perfect line, free from borders, free from time. I close my eyes and clear my mind. The circle joins your love with mine.
Whom not to consult with? That's very important. Undoubtedly, we cannot consult with anyone. Consulting with some people might cause us harm and deprivation. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in his letter to Malik al-Ashtar, his commander, tells us whom not to consult with. Listen. Do not include in your consultations a miser who turns you away from generosity and threatens you with poverty, or a coward who renders you weak in your affairs, or a greedy person who makes covetousness for wealth and power, accompanied by tyranny, seem attractive to you. Yes, consultation is a means of finding the proper way to do things. It is meant to help us do the right thing. Therefore, we should not consult with wicked, stingy, greedy, or cowardly people. Remember, they will not help us if we consult with them. Rather, they will cause misery for us.
You come to the community level also, whether it's a masjid, community center, corporation, whatever it is, they have to consult. They have to reach the decision through consultation. Through asking people, surveying people, what do you think? What should we do? So consultation is important. And then consultation is not only by the leader. See, the Quran says it is reciprocal. Two ayahs in the Quran we have. In Surah Al-Imran, Allah says to the leader, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. The political leader has to consult his subjects before doing anything. He should consult his subject. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. In Surah Ash-Shura, it says وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنُهُمْ. The people have to advise the leader. It is reciprocal. Both. The leader should advise his subjects, and the subject should advise the leader. Reciprocal. Not from one side. Both sides. Meaning the leader should listen. To his people's aspirations and comments and feedbacks on these issues before making a decision. And they also should listen to him sometimes. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنُهُمْ. And if we do not implement shura, my friends, in our societies, we are not going to move forward. Believe me, we're going to remain backward communities. Backward communities.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we join you in another episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
crazy who you're praying for. They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.